Thank you, candidates. So we'll move on to question two, and we'll start with Dave Volchek. Dave, do you support the Pinedale lodging tax, yes or no, and why? 1 minute.
Yes, I do support the Pinedale lodging tax because I think recreation and tourism is a very important element of our future growth. But I do have a concern as to how the money is going to be spent. I haven't seen a tourism forward plan in any kind of detail. I think it's a critical element. It may be out there for my review, only it hasn't been provided to me. I think that things like expansion of Pinedale's online information is an important future direction like Pinedale Online. I think it's a great asset. I want to see the dollars spent effectively in outreach, brochures, scenic cultural byways, interpretive stops, and projects that I can fully support. So I just don't want to see it just add to some payroll.
Thank you, Dave. Steve Smith, same question, 1 minute.
I do favor the Pinedale lodging tax. Numerous reasons. I'll try to get them in as quickly as I can. First of all, in speaking with local business owners in the town of Pinedale, many of whom can't vote in the town election, there is support for the lodging tax. They'd like to see some of the tourism monies come back into town. I've also talked to three or four other mayors around the state whose municipalities have the lodging tax. It works well. And having been mayor, I see how the town books are audited every year, which will provide for transparency, also provide for open information to the public if it's needed. The lodging tax folks that have been promoting this, and I have talked on many occasions, and I foresee the way that the committee will be a recommending body to the town council will work well as far as being able to spend the money that are brought in to the best that they can be spent.
Dave Hole, I also support the lodging tax. In the past, we've had three stable industries or economic entities that support the economy in Pinedale, and that's been the agricultural industry, tourism industry, and government, if you want to look at it that way. We now have a fourth. This gets into a question for later on, and that is mineral production, not the exploration and development, but the production is now another thing that we have constant for us. But in order to stabilize our economy and keep away from the ups and downs more, I think tourism is one we can focus on, and the funds that come in from that will help, both from an advertising standpoint and some other things, like Dave said, tourist facilities, interpretive things and that sort of thing. So I do support it.
Tim Lingle, same question, 1 minute.
I don't support the lodging tax. I think it's a way to tax people that aren't represented in the community. And it could have detrimental effects to hotels and businesses around town that that need support from tourism. You know, a better way to promote our community would be to say that we don't tax tourists and to come here and spend your money because we're not going to try to bilk you out of, your hard-earned cash that you're coming to our community to spend. So that's why I don't support it. And I guess I'll leave it at that.
Chris House, same question, 1 minute.
I do support the Pinedale lodging tax for numerous reasons. I do travel quite a bit on both business and pleasure. I pay the same type of taxes everywhere that I go. I think they are very good for the promotional advertisement expenses, as well as the money that comes back to the town that we can use for infrastructure, so just basic things like the extra sewage and water used and snow plowing streets, roads, traffic control, things like that we would normally have to shoulder ourselves if we don't have the extra income from this tax. Thank you.
I'm going to trip by the end of this, so everybody just keep watching. Thank you for your answers on question two. We'll move on to question three.